Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is March 5th, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Avenue Bank receives full April license. Australia-based Avenue Bank has landed a full banking license from Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, APRA. Thailand to consider applications for virtual banks. Authorities from Thailand have decided to accept applications for virtual banks in a bid to support people with limited access to financial services. Charge After launches the Lending Hub. U.S.-based multi-lender point-of-sale platform Charge After has announced the launch of the Lending Hub, a platform that is set to improve how banks provide lending solutions. Wagely secures $23 million. Wagely has secured a $23 million funding round, aiming to provide its customers with improved solutions and expand in Indonesia and Bangladesh. Smart Data Foundry partners with NiaOne. UK-based Smart Data Foundry has partnered with NiaOne to support the digital transformation of the financial services sector. PayPal launches a new solution for SMEs in the UK. US-based online payments gateway service provider PayPal has launched a new solution for small and mid-sized enterprises in the UK. RBI to launch interoperable payment system for internet banking. The Reserve Bank of India has announced its plans to launch an interoperable payment system for internet banking for faster fund settlements. IDverse launches Fraud Hub. Digital ID verification provider IDverse has announced the launch of its Fraud Hub solution, aiming to improve fraud detection and prevention for businesses globally. Prism Data launches Cash Score First Detect. Prism Data has announced the launch of its Cash Score First Detect product, in order to optimize the manner in which financial providers identify and stop first-party fraud. Flagrite partners with Monigo. AI-powered AML compliance solutions provider Flagrite has announced its collaboration with Monigo to improve security in the financial services sector. Karma 3 Labs raises $4.50 MLN to improve trust in Web3. Open reputation protocol Karma 3 Labs has secured $4.5 million in fresh capital to increase trust in Web3 with ratings and recommendations. PayPal launches payment suite for SMEs. PayPal has launched a complete suite of payment processing tools for online small businesses in the UK, Canada and across more than 20 European markets. Boss platform Synctera raises $18.6 million. Banking as a service player Synctera has raised $18.6 million in a Series A extension co-led by Lightspeed and FinCapital. Charge After launches white label embedded POS lending platform for banks. Charge After, an embedded lending provider for point-of-sale financing, has launched a hub that lets banks create, manage, and distribute any lending product from one centralized platform. SurePay introduces bulk check functionality on UK confirmation of payee portal. SurePay, a leading provider of innovative financial security solutions, announces the launch of bulk check functionality on its UK confirmation of payee, COP, portal. Payments Fintech Purse completes acquisition of ID firm Reach5. Founded in Lille in 2021, Purse is expanding rapidly and today announces its first external growth operation with the acquisition of Reach5. This union marks a shared commitment to enhance the customer experience. Indonesia's Wagely secures $23 million in debt and equity funding. Wagely, Asia's leading financial wellness platform, has secured $23 million in new funding amidst current funding drought as the company surpasses more than 1 million salary disbursements since inception. MasterCard collaborates with Central Bank of Jordan on payment ecosystem blueprint. MasterCard with Central Bank of Jordan, CBJ, collaborates to develop a payment ecosystem digitization blueprint for the country. IDEX Biometrics and Accomplish Financial Market Payment Card for the Visually and Memory Impaired. IDEX Biometrics and Accomplish Financial, an international payment solution provider, are bringing to market a biometric payment program to help the visually and memory impaired. Viva.com debuts merchant advance financing package in Europe. Viva.com, Europe's first technology bank for payments powering card acceptance on any device in 24 markets, has announced the launch of merchant advance. Landsbankin in Iceland connects to Swift's transaction screening service. Norwegian software vendor Commercial Banking Applications as CBA today announced that Landsbankin in Iceland is benefiting from the seamless integration of Swift's transaction screening service, TSS, with CBA's IBAS GBF, global banking factory which the bank uses to run its banking operations in payments and trade finance. Deutsche BRSE goes live with spot trading platform for crypto assets. Deutsche BRSE has gone live with a regulated spot platform for institutional trading in crypto assets. PIMFA and Morningstar invite fintechs to join ESG Tech Sprint. PIMFA WealthTech, the market network and technology platform created with principal strategic partner Morningstar, a leading provider of independent investment insights, has today, the 5th of March 2024, launched its latest tech sprint, this time focused on environmental, social and governance, ESG, factors. Acceptor arrives on Microsoft Azure Marketplace. Acceptor, the intelligent automation platform for financial markets, today announced the availability of its platform via the Microsoft Azure Marketplace. JP Jenkins migrates from voice-based services to a wholly digital approach. JP Jenkins, the liquidity venue for unlisted assets, has this morning announced that more than 40 UK brokers are now accessing the platform, including 16 who have completed a full digital integration, allowing for buy and sell orders to now be lodged on a fully automated basis. Argentum Creek partners and Emerge 9 Forge Wealth Tech joint venture. U.S. investment firm Argentum Creek Partners, ACP, an emerging markets specialist investment firm, partners with Emerge 9 Inc. Emerge 9, to launch a strategic joint venture focused on connecting non-institutional investors to general partner, GP, led private equity, PE, investments. Sky SPAC appoints Johan Dahlström as head of its Center of Excellence practice. Sky SPAC, a leading corporate and financial institution solutions provider, has appointed Johan Dahlström as head of its Center of Excellence practice, in efforts to grow the business solutions hub in line with recent demand. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.